Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's catch up with an update from state government. Joining us online, Sam Faraway, good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil.
Thank you for your time this morning. We are talking state government, but of course the overshadowing news was the election across the weekend.
Yes, it was an interesting result in my view. Obviously, the Labor Party have won government, and congratulations to the new Prime Minister. But the way the primary votes have fallen, very interesting. 70% of the country didn't actually vote for Mr. Albanese. One third essentially voted for the Coalition, one third for the Australian Labor Party or thereabouts, and the other third went everywhere. So that's how the preferential voting system works. It's a bit different in the state where it's not compulsory. It's optional preferential voting. But nevertheless, we've had an election. That's the result, and we get on with it.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be an interesting few years ahead for the country, and it will be interesting to see the new look of the government and who he forms alliances with.
Oh, definitely. It will be a very different front bench to one that the Coalition or to that of the Coalition would have presented. But we will need to watch that space around some of the policies. And I suspect the federal member will be doing the same, and how those policies impact where we live in the Central West. But for me, I'll certainly be writing to the new Infrastructure and Roads Minister to ensure that some of our relationships and some of the commitments that we had with the Coalition federal government are honoured by the new Labor government, in particular around the Great Western Highway and some of the road funding projects that we had across the state, which will impact the Central West.
Was there federal money earmarked for the tunnel?
No, there wasn't. The federal government are locked in to the 34 kilometres of duplication works, which will start later this year, early next year. The tunnel, the state government have got $2.5 billion already committed to it. We now have the design settled on 11 kilometres, but now it's all about those negotiations and discussions with the Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. Interesting, the Labor Party spoke about the tunnel during the campaign briefly in the Blue Mountains. They seem tentatively supportive. So I'll certainly be writing to them to make sure that they look at this, that they jump on board and work with the state government, because this is something that the people of those Blue Mountains need, and in the entire Central West. We need this road and we need this highway upgraded.
Yeah, indeed. All right, not too long now, the state budget will be handed down.
Yes, no, that's right. 21st of June, so only a few weeks away, we'll be handing down our state budget. Obviously, with COVID and what's happened, everything's borrowed now. Everything's on the credit card, so we've got to make sure that we are fiscally responsible, that we present a budget that the people in New South Wales are happy with. But Treasurer Keane is working hard on that, and we'll obviously have a lot more to say come the 21st of June.
All right, and mate, some good news here. For the seniors travel card, this has been taken up massively.
Yeah, so we've got, obviously, the first 2 years of the program was hugely successful, oversubscribed. And you and I, Neil, have spoken about how successful it's been in the Central West, and in particular Orange as well. But since the beginning of this year, since we launched the third year, 300,000 cards have been issued in the last 5 months. So regional seniors right across New South Wales have certainly embraced this. It's definitely helping their daily lives in obviously having that bit extra, $250, to be able to get to medical appointments, visit family and friends, and letting them determine how they are going to spend that money and leaving them, getting them to have control of that. So fantastic policy. It is working. Since the beginning of this program 2.5 years ago, we have now issued over 1 million cards across regional and rural New South Wales.
Wow. That's remarkable indeed. I'm with Sam Faraway from the New South Wales Government. Thank you for your time this morning, sir. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil.